Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
It's called Been Good, and you know what? This is going to be an awesome interview right after this song. I'm telling you, you are in for a treat. And he has a famous brother. You'll figure out who it is during the interview.
My God has been good. So good.
So good.
Can you see? He's my everything.
He's my everything.
He's been good.
My testimony, I can never repay you. I can never thank you enough for your sacrifice and for Jesus Christ for laying down his life and for saving my soul from a burning hell, for healing.
Good.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this man of God on the program with us today. I'm talking about Mr. Dulaney, but Tory Dulaney, not to be confused with the other Dulaney. How often does it happen?
Man, that's my brother. That's my younger brother. So, you know, it's not like we don't despise it or anything. But yeah, it's the family, man. So, you know, it happens all the time.
Yeah. And he's been on the program quite a few times.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, he has.
Yeah, so, Todd, man, we're really excited, man. Todd has taken off. I always tell people Todd is a product of obedience. I'm 8 years older than Todd, and he was always the athlete, and I was always the singer. And so, man, he obediently heard the voice of God after his fourth year of playing professional baseball with the New York Mets.
Yep.
And he came home and said, "Hey, I'm gonna jump into baseball." We all thought he was crazy. I mean, it's a ministry, and we all thought he was crazy, man. But it's just so powerful when you follow the hand and the voice of God was showing his faithfulness to you by just through being obedient.
You know, that is interesting, because that kind of sacrifice, especially when you can prove it before the people, you know, makes for a powerful testimony, because people, and I guess, you know, we'll talk about your music in just a second, but, you know, we're talking about being good, you know, just as a backdrop. You know, we want to talk about being obedient and hearing and hearkening to the voice of the Lord in a day and time like today, when many people want their, you know, give it to me now, and then I'll talk about your blessings later, rather than let me walk in obedience, and if you bless me, then I'll go ahead and tell the people about, you know, your goodness and mercy. So what do you think about
that?
Man,
I was just talking, Elder Lawson, not to cut you off, man, I was just having a conversation about that, about what we're talking about obedience. And then with the conversation kind of went in terms of the being in the will of God, you know. And so the will of God is something that's already stored up for you. If I were to die and leave a will to my kids, it's not something that they have to work for. It's just something that they walk into and that they inherited. However, there are sometimes some criteria that needs to be met. They may need to attain a certain age, or they may need to being in a certain health to receive certain things out of an insurance policy or whatever. Well, in the will of God, God wants the requirements to walk in His will and to receive what He already has stored up for us is simply being obedient and then surrendering. They go hand in hand. So in order to have what God has for you here on earth and receive what God has for you here on earth, we must act in obedience and act in total surrender to his word and to his promise that He has on our lives.
Amen.
I just had to say that, man.
Yeah. You preaching, my brother. So, you know, we've gotten into the interview. Let me properly introduce everyone to you. The one and only Tory Dulaney, a recording artist, a gospel extraordinaire, man of God, family man. And like you just heard, big brother to the one and only Todd Dulaney. Is he still, this is the last time I mentioned him, is he still with Pastor Smokey Norfolk?
He is not. He's actually the worship leader with Dr. Matthew Stevens.
Okay.
He took on that at the beginning of the year, man, and it's going well. Actually, yeah, he's getting set to record next month.
Oh.
Right there at All Nations in Chicago. So that relationship is growing, and they're doing big things, man, together.
Okay, well, awesome. So let's segue into you and tell the listeners, just in case, you know, someone got saved last night and they're new to, gospel music, and they're listening to this interview, tell them a little bit about who you are, how you grew up, and how you first fell in love with Christ.
Man, I am, first of all, I'm Tory Dulaney. I'm a family guy. I'm a regular guy. I'm a guy for the people. You know, I'm not one that, tries to put on a show or to act. What you get, what you see is what you get. I grew up in a Baptist church in suburbs of Chicago, on the west side of Chicago, a western suburb, Maywood, Illinois. I always grew up in music. Music has been a passion of mine for a long time. I'm no newcomer to the stage or to this platform, but God is just expanding me. And I'll go back to what I said before, because I was doing it for so long the wrong way. I was kind of relying on my talent or relying on my gift, the gift of music. And the Bible teaches us, for those who are Bible scholars, that it teaches us that gifts are given without repentance. That means that anyone can be gifted. You know, anyone can have a gift of music or a gift of acting or things like that. God is the giver of the gift, but that doesn't mean that we're lined up or we're in proper alignment with the will of God in order to receive what God has for us. So, man, for about, I'll say 15 years or so, I kind of was kind of lukewarm. I wasn't totally surrendered, and no, I wasn't totally submitted to the ways and to the word of God to be head of my life. And so what happened is, and I don't mind, Dr. Lawson, Elder Lawson, by you mentioning my brother, because my brother has played a role in me bringing, coming back to, you know, where I am now and the path that I'm on now. I've always been the singer of the family, and my brother was always the athlete. In fact, he didn't want to sing at all. We used to have to, like, make him spend in choir rehearsal. Like, he would get up and want to go play outside during choir rehearsal, you know, so... you know, it was kind of a force feed thing for him. And for me, I gravitated to music. I gravitated to ministry. However, I was not obedient. I was not surrendered. I was still living my life how I wanted to live. And man, about 2 years ago, God, I started seeing the ascension of my brother as my brother operated in obedience. And then God reminded me, said, Tori, I didn't give you the gift to sit on it. So I walked away from ministry for about 4 years and didn't do anything in music ministry. And then it was 2 years ago when I totally made a new commitment, and I totally made a new sacrificed everything that was all about me in order to get in proper alignment.
Wow.
So yeah, that's kind of where I am. Yeah, man, it's a unfolding story, man, of surrender. And being a worship leader, you know, we see people come into church year in and year out. I mean, the year in and week out, who wear masks. And I was one of those, as leading people in worship, I was wearing a mask of depression. I was wearing a mask of fear. I was wearing a mask of disappointment. And in order for me to release those things, you know, and to really fully be who God wanted me to be, those masks had to be lifted. And so it was through worship, and also through seeing my brother operate in obedience. Man, obedience is the trigger, man. If anybody out there listening that you know, you have aspirations for a company or a business, entrepreneurial spirit, you know, and it's just that you have great ideas, but it just doesn't seem that they're taking off. You know, and I surrender to you or submit to you to check your obedience, check your place of surrender. Because once I did that, you know, my man, it just started to grow. You know, and I'm 8 years older than Todd. I'm 44 years old, and so a lot of people had counted me out. They told me that I was too old to really get back here out here on the scene. But then God reminded me that there was no expiration date on my anointing, and there's no expiration on the promise that He made you.
Wow,
man, I can talk on and on, man. You gotta steer me here.
I'm just taking notes. I'm just taking notes. We hadn't even talked about the music yet.
I know, it's all good, man. I'm just sharing my story. And
it's an incredible
sharing
story.
The goodness of God, man.
It's an incredible story. So let me slide in just so the people, because you know we got to make sure that the artist gets blessed, because we'll talk about God, and they'll feel like they went to church, but which is good. But we also want them to support the music, because that's, you know,
definitely,
that's, you know what's, somebody told me one time, the gospel is free but ministry costs. So we want to make sure they, you know, support the project. And so Ben, yeah. Good, talk to us about how it came to fruition, and who's on this project, the overall project. I see some heavy hitters on here, including your brother.
Yes, sir. Ben Good, man, is a single. It's a soulful testimony just of God's goodness, you know, that everyone can relate to. It's not a person, you know, I don't care, you know, where you are in your walk or in your faith, walk of faith, you know, that can't attest to God being good to them at some point in their lives. It encompasses, or it's the blueprint of a sound I like to call R&G. Rhythm and gospel.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
If we're true to ourselves, yeah, man, rhythm and gospel, R&G sound. And that R&G sound consists of, you know, a bluesy, or a rhythm R&B type of genre. Sonically, it's like the music and everything, the presentation gives you the sound of what R&B music sound like. And so that was definitely intentional, because our plan is to reach people who aren't listening to the Todd Delaney's, who aren't listening to the Travis Green, who aren't listening to, you know, your mainstream Christian or gospel artist, you know, someone that's a rhythm that can actually reach those who aren't, you know, listening to typical gospel music. So Been Good encompasses that. And like I said, you got James Anderson, who's a producer who's toured with John P. Key.
James
Anderson is no stranger to this game. My man Kurt Kanai, he's out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yep.
He now lives in Little Rock, Arkansas, here with me. He's a co-producer on that, as well as myself. And my partner, Jason Smith, is actually the writer of the song, Been Good, which was written about 2 or 3 years ago. But again, I didn't release it then, man, because I wasn't in proper alignment, and, you know, and I wasn't really ready to hit the masses. But God's doing a new thing in my life, and Been Good. Now I'm here. I'm talking to the great Elder Lawson, you know what I'm saying, about my music. So,
hey, man, I appreciate that. You've been collaborating with John P. Key as well, haven't you?
Well, John P. Key, man, I have not collaborated with him just yet. But John P. Key, man, when I think about, you know, what inspires me, or who inspires me, you know, if we're true to ourselves, you know, that Been Good, it has that sound, you know, of your Black Street, of your Dave Hollister, of your Jodeci, even, you know, early 90s R&B. But that is also infused and influenced by the greats like John P. Key, James Moore, Marvin Winans, Fred Hammond, you know. And I think bridging the both of those sounds, you know, is where Being Good comes from. But John P. Key is, man, still, to date, my favorite gospel artist. He's still, I love his sound. I love his ministry.
Yeah.
I just love everything about John P. Key. Yeah, he's a legend.
You're right. You're absolutely right. He still manages to stay relevant. That's the anointing of God, because I can't believe somebody had the audacity to tell you that you are too chronologically mature to do what God has been asking you to do. And John P. Key is still, to this day, cranking out great gospel. Man.
Man. And God put his hand. God is now, he's faithful to his promise, man. And that's one thing that I stand on, man. His word is faithful. His word is true. And when he gives you a promise, he gives you a vision, man. It's just an outstanding to see, and remarkable to see it unfold right before your eyes. I never would imagine, I never would imagine it for it to happen so fast, for people to start playing my music and really critiquing my music and giving me great feedback. You know, it's just a great ride to be on, man. And we're just getting started.
Amen. You most definitely are. And you've got our continued support from all of us here at Real Gospel. My brother Tory Delaney, tell everybody how they can find out more about you, where they can get the project.
Well, you can definitely follow me on social media. On social media, on Facebook, Tory Delaney, Tory Delaney Music, and on Twitter, at Tory Delaney. That's just TORRY. DULANEY, and also on Instagram, Tory Delaney, at Tory Delaney. Follow me on those handles. If you're looking to book me, you know, you can book me at booktorydelaney@gmail.com. And Been Good, which is just the initial single, the first release off of the new project that's upcoming, if you find that on any digital media outlet, you know, that you can find it on whatever you use, if it's Apple Music, Amazon, Spotify, it'll be right there. Been Good is the title of the new single, and thank you in advance, man. And I thank you, Elder Lawson, for having me on and being able to share with your listening audience, and looking to build a formidable relationship for years to come.
Amen. To God be the glory on that. The one and only Tory Delaney, thank you for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Real Gospel, baby.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.